Welcome to the Hustle Unlimited podcast. Our mission is to inspire greatness in people who are chasing their dreams. We'll give you access to entrepreneurs and business leaders who will give you the fuel to chase the dreams that you have. All of our guests want to give back to the next generation of leaders by sharing the details of their journey and the lessons they've learned along the way. Please welcome the host of Hustle Unlimited, Donald Thompson, and this week's guest, David Pratt, founder and CEO of Nine Studio Productions.
Hey guys, this is Donald Thompson on the latest edition of Hustle Unlimited. And like always, we're here to inspire the dream chaser. We want to give you information, knowledge, and inspiration that allows you to chase your destiny and not just sit back and let things happen to you. And so I'd like to get a chance to introduce a good friend of mine, and he goes by a lot of different names, but David and I have been running together for years, and he's been helping me out in video production and different entrepreneurial pursuits. And David Pratt is not only a good friend, but he is a very, very successful entrepreneur here locally in the Raleigh-Durham area. And David, why don't you just take a little bit, just a few minutes, and just introduce yourself, tell them a little bit about your background, and then we'll jump into some questions and kick it a little bit.
All right. My name is David Pratt from Hamlet, North Carolina. Very, very country area. There's nothing that comes out of Hamlet but athletes, pretty much. Went to North Carolina Central University. I have two companies, David's Dream Pies and Nine Studio Productions. Video production company, and there's some pies that are pretty much illegal if you have them slight drugs. I just hustle, man. I'm just a normal cat just trying to get it, man, pretty much.
So let's start with the businesses and let's start. We'll go back to the production company.
Okay.
But David's Dream Pies.
Yes.
Because even when you just said that, like, I chuckled, but it was not out of disrespect, because the pies are amazing. Like, I'm on video giving a testimonial. They're amazing, right? But how did that happen, right? Because that's counter stereotype, right? You're a good sized ex athlete, and you have a business where baking is required. So tell folks.
Honestly, man, that was an accident. It comes from all from hustle. So I got tired of the main, like, desserts that you have in restaurants, which is what? Brownies and ice cream, apple pie, pecan pie, the same stuff everywhere you go. And I've been cooking since I was little, so I said, you know what? Let me change up something. So I looked online, found out how to make a basic pie. And I was like, okay, I don't like rules. I like my own way of doing things. So let me switch up everything about that and make everything that I love about it. Made the pie, and the first flavor I came out was a orange dreamsicle. And I just made it for me. So one of my boys came over, like, hey man, you know I'm hungry, you know people come over, you got something to eat?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I got some stuff in the refrigerator. He had a pie. He like, man, what the hell is this? I said, it's a pie, man. You like, and can I get another slice? I was like, cool. 2 weeks later, hey man, my girl is in town. You sell them pies? No, but automatically I'm like, yeah, I sure do sell them. I said, how much? He said, how much you sell them for? I was like, I just threw out $10. He said, cool, let me get two of them. So I'm like, okay, I just made $20 off of nothing. I said, okay, let me play around with this. So I had an orange dreamsicle. I started coming up with new flavors as time went on, right? Orange dreamsicle, orange pineapple, passion fruit, mango, the one you love.
I loved it.
Reese's and guava pineapple. And more people were just trying it and loving it. And I'm like, I need to make some money out of this.
That's right.
There's too many people that love this product. It's not my thing. It's a little side hustle to make some money, but I think I need to go with this full time because I'm getting the attention of a lot of people.
Gotcha.
You're doing huge events and people are going crazy. Everything's on camera. It only makes sense. And then from then on, like now, you get in touch with, like, different investors. Like randomly, I was at a event in Durham. Two guys, one out of Philly, one out of Charlotte. They were like, you don't have representation? I was like, I mean, I have some people talking to me. Here's my card.
Here's
my card. You know, and it's just grown and grown, man.
What do you think? So you said a lot about how businesses do and can start, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said, I did it for me,
mm-hmm.
right? You saw a problem. You didn't like the selections of
Absolutely.
Restaurants, and you created something.
Absolutely.
And then you found the customer.
Mm-hmm.
What are you envisioning for David's Dream Pies as you look at scaling the business and going forward? What's next?
I thought about brick and mortar, but I don't want to be I don't want to be locked down just yet. I'm thinking I want to get a either food truck or a trailer, okay, and being able to travel. I have the intention of the actual state fair. Now, if I get into the NC State Fair, then that can scale on a tremendous level, and it's touching millions of people. But eventually, I would love to have a brick and mortar somewhere and just have that actually feed my production company, because
that's
not my passion, but it's a hustle that makes a nice amount of money.
Got it.
So if I can have that up and running, feed my production company, then I'll grow that as well.
Now here's what's cool. And when you're talking to friends and talking to people, this is a real example of how networking works, how network can be your net worth. One of our previous guests, I think it was Earl Reset, so I'll give him credit for that. One of the companies that I work with, Walk West, a marketing and an advertising firm here locally, we did all of the marketing and distribution for the state fair.
Oh, wow.
So that means as we're planning to do the rollout for next year, we're looking at doing all different kinds of promotion for new and cool foods around the state fair. So after we talk with this, if that's one of your goals, we know the folks that are working in that environment.
Absolutely.
And we certainly can look at creating a cross promotion then.
Just like that.
That helps each other.
Just like that.
Right? And just like that. So independent of what y'all got, we created a hustle.
Just now.
A live hustle. This is not real. But that's cool.
Yeah.
Right, and there were millions of people, and they're always looking for something new, and powerful to promote as a hook to bring on in, and so that is pretty cool. Talk about the video production business a little bit. How did you get into that? Were you always into artistic things? And
man, listen, my mind is, I won't say weird, it's just so busy and just crazy. I may seem like, you know me, I may seem just kind of real chill, but it's crazy up here. I always have to have something going.
Gotcha.
Right. So when I was younger, man, I did a few commercials like in California and Texas, just little stuff in the neighborhood. Fast forward, end up living in Georgia. I was in the movie We Are Marshall with Matthew McConaughey.
Awesome.
So to love the aspect of video and movies, to be able to see it happening on a Hollywood level,
God,
right here, I'm like, oh my God. So I'm taking it all in, So, end up buying like a T3i Canon for like $500. Wasn't making a lot of money at the time, but you know, oodles and noodles. I took it back to college. You know, I'm gonna survive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So got that camera, I started doing little funny videos, right?
I remember it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, real funny videos, but I was very strategic with it because I didn't want people to say, okay, he's doing just funny videos. I made it to the point where the quality was so good that you would look at it and be like, hold on. He's funny, but that looks like something.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So as time passed, you know, just working, I built up. I got new cameras. I got a drone. I got lights, everything, mics and everything. Now, my production is looking like something that needs to be on TV. So I would do something funny.
Gotcha.
But people would look at it and be like, you're really doing something. Now, this is where the slick part comes in. Somebody saw my work and was like, hey, man, you ever do music videos? In my head, I'm like, nope. But you know about fake it till you make it.
Right.
So I was like, of course. Of course I did a music video. You trying to do one? Yeah, we can do it. Get my price. He said, cool. Did it. Tore it out of the front. He said, man, it's one of the best videos I've ever had.
That's awesome.
That was my first video. But now I have a music video under my belt. I work with different corporate companies, different restaurants, like just promotion, commercials, everything, and then just scaling and scaling and scaling.
Now, is the business still just you? Do you have employees? Do you work with other freelancers determining the size of the job? Like, how did you structure from a solo entrepreneur to be able to do bigger and bigger projects?
When it comes to that, I work with different creatives.
Okay.
When I have a big enough project. Because I'm a one-man show and I can do a lot.
Gotcha.
Because I'm so used to it. Because in this field, you know, you're not going to work with any bums. Like,
gotcha.
You want somebody that's going to
represent
your work. You. Exactly. You know, so now I'm just working with a few creatives when it gets in, like, weddings.
Gotcha.
You know, I bring people out and, you know, I pay them accordingly and we get the job done.
What would you say to people that have an idea, have a goal or a dream, and they're trying to make that decision whether to chase it or not?
For me, you have to love what you do, because it is not easy by any chance at all. Like, people say, you know, it's kind of nervous to jump out there and really go do it, but you have to love it because it's going to be ups and downs.
Yep.
And the ups are great. And the downs are like, I don't know how I'm going to pay this bill. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's just, if you love what you do, and you just got to, like for me, I had that time of, I'm sick of it, meaning at my job.
Gotcha.
Okay. I was missing out on money. It was like a $3,000 contract, a $5,000 contract, and I almost missed out on stuff. That let me know the company I was working for didn't care about my livelihood. It just didn't give a damn. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I like that put in my mind, like, you know what? I'm not gonna jeopardize my livelihood to grow somebody else's dream.
That's powerful.
You know what I mean? Because they can easily pull the plug on you. I know people's making $200,000 a year living a life, and all of a sudden you have nothing.
Yep.
So my livelihood is in your hands. Negative. I won't fire myself. I can give myself raises. I'm gonna treat myself like I need to be treated. You know, and that right there is what made me step out and be like, you know what, I'm done. I'm going full time.
And that's an entrepreneurial mindset, right?
Absolutely.
That you want to take that personal responsibility, right, to chase your own dream and create your own worth. Absolutely. And a lot of times, you know, what you did, and I saw it firsthand, is you created a side hustle first. Mm-hmm. Worked on your craft over the years. As I've seen your videos and different things are producing, I remember I called you, or at least texted you on the Facebook. I did something on the Facebook. I was like, David, man, your quality is thousands of percent better. And it wasn't that it was bad before. It was always good.
It's a process.
But I could see that next level jump. When you think about your career and the two businesses, right, what are some of the characteristics in you that has allowed those things to be successful?
It's relentless. It's my drive, man. Just being hungry.
Being hungry.
It's, you can't be lazy. You know what I mean? It's being an entrepreneur, if you stop working, if you don't have residual income coming in, you're not getting any money. It's simple. You know, so that's why I say you have to love what you do so it's not work. And if you don't, if you have a big enough structure, you can still love it. But if it's something you don't want to do every day, guess what? You got people that you can plug in.
That's right.
And that's where you start building your team.
You have to love what you do so that it's not work.
Absolutely.
Right? And for me, I'm not as particular on what business, but what I love to do is build teams. Right? You love the production aspect, right, of what you're doing. It doesn't matter what it is about your craft. It just can't be a mundane thing because then you won't do it when you're hurting. And in any kind of business endeavor, there's times, like you said, that you're up and then there's times you're in the valley. Mm-hmm. And if you're in the valley and you are kind of in the excuse Olympics, what happened was this person, right, if you're winning the gold medal in the excuse Olympics, then you're going to stay in the valley a long time. If you're digging and fighting, then the valley is going to be temporary. And no matter what it looks like, it's going to be temporary because that fight's going to pull you out and keep going. What advice would you give to emerging leaders, emerging entrepreneurs, people that want to go next level in their life? It might not be business, it might just be something personally they need to do, but to go next level.
I'll say, For one, know your worth. Absolutely know your worth, because a lot of people out in this and in the world period, they try to tear you down and get something for nothing. You got me? I know you done been through it. You know, and they don't understand what you bring to the table as an entrepreneur in your field. So just like me, all you do is hit a button and record. Really, that's all I do?
Right.
That's all I do?
Right, these lights magically appear.
The software, me driving to where you're going, all of this $30,000 worth of equipment, that's all I do is hit a button? Okay, right, so one, know your worth, that's the grounds for anything. And once again, just love it. You have to love it. You have to love what you're doing. And like, man, that's what drives me.
Gotcha.
I just love it.
Where do you get inspiration? Like in your field and different things, who are some artists or who are some people that motivate you to be more? That when you see what they've done, not that they're on a pedestal that you can't reach, but they get you pushing further and dreaming bigger.
Well, it gives me people like, I say Will Smith, he's good. Logic, there's a rapper named Logic. There's a couple more. What's the guy I'm training today? Denzel Washington.
Oh, Denzel. Yeah, that dude.
You know that guy? You know, but it's just the words and what they come from, and a lot of that comes from the struggle. A lot of people don't know Will Smith was broke because people are in his pockets. He was broke on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But his story, like, I came from, like, I was homeless at one point, squatting in the house. But I had to survive. You know, a lot of people didn't know that, but I made it happen. You know, I wasn't on the streets. I was like, you know, this house is empty. I got to survive. Gotcha. You know, so people that come from the dirt out of, I'm going to say nothing, but they just come out of there, and now they're here. They're not doing anything illegal. Yep. You know, just, they're striving for what they want, and they make it happen.
When you were at that point, being homeless, what gave you that fire to push and to keep going? Because a lot of times when people are struggling, that is when you start to blame everybody else for your situation sometimes, and you end up staying in that situation. Yeah. Why did you behave different?
Because I knew this wasn't it for me. I mean, the way I was raised strong and as a man, so it was like, this is not it. It's just a bump. This is a bump. And first thing I thought, like, I'm homeless, squatting in the house. I can't go any further down.
Right.
I can't go further
this
down.
This is the bottom.
This is it. This is it. Okay, I'm good. I'm just going to push forward. And it just started the process, man. And I was like, you know what? I just got to get out of it. I got to do what I got to do.
I remember, you know, one of my moments like this. I was, it was a long time ago. But, you know, I remember going to my little dingy apartment at the time and, you know, seeing one of those notices, you know, eviction notice. Now you got 30 days. I remember every month for a year, right, paying the light bill on the last possible day. And, you know, all of the different jobs that I had along the way, store manager at Dollar General, security guard, right? Man, I was a security guard at a warehouse in Durham that was protecting nothing. The only reason I was there is so if there was a fire, I could call the fire department. I'm walking around a warehouse with raccoons and shit and mice and just all this stuff, man.
Possums,
and you gotta walk around the place because you gotta check in. You gotta hit the little bell so they know you walked around. And I looked around and there's nothing here.
Like, what am I looking at?
What am I doing? Right. And so when I see people and I hear their story and I look back at what I worked through, you can do what you're willing to put forth the effort to do. Yeah. And the big learning that I had to remember all the time is your current situation is not your destiny.
Absolutely.
And when I realized that in myself, that took me out of the pity and got me to push forward and get my money.
Absolutely.
And like it's not as hard as you think unless you think it's harder than you're built to handle. And that self-doubt that sometimes society will put on you, that other people will put on you, that fronting you think you need to do, that car you think you need to drive, and it's none of that matters. What matters is, are you building something for you and your family, right, that is lasting for you? And that's interesting, the homeless. I always had a place to stay. But I ain't always pay for it on time.
Man, listen.
Like, you didn't like it.
You ever eat cornbread without water and milk? Without milk and eggs? No. Straight water put in the oven? You eat it, you're like, oh, that's nasty. And you're like, texture's kind of bad. And you're like, ain't too bad.
Right.
Man, I'm eating now.
Well,
there it is. I got a snack now. You have to survive.
That's right.
You know what I mean? You're taking a bath in a pot. You can't tell me nothing else. And come on now.
That's right.
You can't tell me nothing.
That's right. It's so fast forward. So that's a little about the past. We talked a little bit about the present. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you see for David Pratt? Like, what's the big vision for you?
Oh man, I want to. I don't want to see. I want to do a California thing on the East Coast.
Okay.
I don't want to say it's out of the picture, but I want to build up the East Coast when it comes to production, not just. Oh, it's Atlanta. You know, go to Tyler Perry. Got to work with him. But I'm like, I'm on my own. I'm going to build this over here for people that can't reach out and touch Tyler Perry, can't go to California.
Gotcha.
There's a lot of talented people out here. And I'm going to build a production studio on this side and just make it happen, man.
That's awesome.
Just make it happen.
That is awesome. One of my good friends and happens to be a talent agent, his name is Cicero Leek, and he lives right here in Durham. Okay. And so he's back and forth to Atlanta, back and forth to LA. But I said, Cicero, why don't you move to one of the major markets? He says, there's plenty of talented people right here.
It is.
And I'm going to mine this gold mine, raise me an amazing family in Raleigh, Durham, mm-hmm. and then I go to Hollywood when I need to.
Yeah, it's there to go.
And it's
I can always go.
Right, you can always go. But the Raleigh-Durham area is an amazing place to grow a business, to mm-hmm. raise a family, and all those different things. Yeah. Last thing, and then I'll let you go. And one, before I even get gone, appreciate you spending some time with us.
Appreciate you.
And I'm super proud of you.
Thank you.
Like, you know, as I look at dreamers and people that are on their hustle, right, it's so easy to be average. Like, it's the easiest thing in the world to be average. But to say that I'm going to open my own business, I'm going to set my prices, I'm going to please these customers, and if I make money, it's because of me. If I fail, it's because of me. Mm-hmm. Is a certain amount of courage. I call it founder's courage, mm-hmm. right, to start a business, and then you definitely got it. So last thing before we roll, if you had a magic wand, and you're looking at our society today, and you could change anything, mm-hmm. what would you change if you had the magic wand?
To change our society. It honestly would be people coming together, because there's power in people and power in good people. There's so many people that's just butting heads out here, but there's so much talent. If everybody come together, man, there's so much stuff that can be done. I try to tell so many people that, but
that's right.
It's just so bad nowadays, man. People are hard-headed, but like I try to get, when I work with people, I go every demographic. I need it, you know what I mean? Because we can grow so much, and it's so positive to see on camera.
That's right.
Because of some of the negativity, you know, but that'll have to be it, man, because it's the people.
One of the things that's interesting, and I'm asking all my guests the same question, and so far, everybody's answer is just from a good place of that we can be better than we're behaving now, right, as a country, as a world. Mm-hmm. And that part of bringing everybody together, it's going to be leaders like you mm-hmm. when you have the ability to create a production shoot to make sure that it's a diverse group. It's my responsibility when I'm working with companies that the person who performs the best gets the job or gets the promotion. And we have to make that change where we sit mm-hmm. and be good examples. And I know you're one. So I don't have anything else, David. I appreciate you spending time.
Hey, it's a cheat sheet. Video shot for you back in the day. I got them logged up. So now, when I'm building a team, I'm like, team building. I start watching this. This is the team that you need. I may not be the smartest person in the room, but I have these people. Like, everything. I'm like, yup. Let me go find this guy to do this thing.
That's good stuff.
I still use it all, man. I'm telling you.
That is good stuff, man. I appreciate you, man. I
appreciate you, man.
I appreciate it. Amy T, anything else? That's right.
I have a few short films coming up, so just stay tuned on Nine City Productions on Instagram and on YouTube, and of course, David's Dream Pies on Instagram.
And how do you get David Dream Pies? If you're a company, if you're an individual, is it just contact you through DM or whatever?
David'sDreamPies.com.
Okay.
Awesome. Or if you go to my Instagram, you see all of the taste tests, and I don't talk about my product. I let people try it, just like he was hollering over it. I let him do the promotion with what he's saying about it. So you just go in there, and you see everything,
and it's amazing. it's good product, man. Yeah. It is good product, and we still need to have you over to Walk West to do David's Dream Pie Day.
Oh, absolutely.
And get our team accustomed to it.
Got a new Dream Cream Sunday.
Dream Cream Sunday.
Come on, man.
That's
awesome.
Listen, I don't have anything to add, man. I don't have anything to add. All right. Good. Thanks, man.
Cool, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us on Hustle Unlimited. Make sure to join us each week for more conversations with leaders in our community. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a review and subscribe on your favorite podcast player. Until next time, make it a great week.